Hello again. This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program 68 in a 260 program series dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen over the past 50 years, the WHKP years. And following the same format used by Frank Fitzsimmons in his 25-year-long series covering the early happenings of the county, we simply call this Where Fitz Left Off. And today, we're going to get around to a ventriloquist and a magician who carries on the family tradition of Lewis Williams. This is Library Week, and I've been talking about Morris Kaplan, who has served on the board or as chairman of the library trustees for the past 28 years. Morris, a Scranton, Pennsylvania boy, married into the Lewis Williams family, and today some poignant memories of this institution, and that's what it is, there on 7th Avenue East. I can remember vividly seeing the patriarch of the family, Mr. Lewis Williams, seated in that old beat-up swivel chair in a cubicle he called his office. And this goes back many years. Back then, it was what we would call today a junkyard. You'd search through old wrecks on the yard to try to find a part that would help you fix up an old junker you were trying to rebuild, or you would carry in salvage or metal, some metals worth far more than others, for spending money, or in the days of the Depression, money for food on the table. Jake was a little older than I, but Sam and I virtually grew up together, but really didn't get to know each other until after the war. Sam and Morris Kaplan both had been in the Signal Corps, as had I. So in dull moments, we'd chew the fat about various experiences we each had had. And Sam could always top me on memorable experiences when he would recall that he had a special assignment in Paris, which had him billeted just a few blocks down the street from Gertrude Stein. You remember that free spirit poet that wrote, "A rose is like a rose, that's like a rose that grows like a rose." She had 40 other works published, including one called Tender Buttons and The World is Round. Gertrude and other free spirits from America were drawn to each other in Paris at the end of the war, and Sammy Williams was a frequent guest at their soirees. Sam's wife, Flossie, was also very active with the Child Bride in a variety of activities by women's groups. I knew their son, Sidney, who reminded me of myself because he was so hooked on broadcasting. Sidney went to a broadcast school in Atlanta and then became involved with television and freelanced for WBT and other TV stations for a number of years. Last year, Sidney spent the entire season traveling with the North Carolina School of the Arts throughout Europe. He was stage and sound manager for the entire tour. He also freelances commercial ads and institutional public relations broadsides. A daughter of Sam and Flossie, Sharon, is married to Kyle Wooten, who is a graduate speech therapist. And then we come to Danny. He got a fix watching Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy, and at age 11 entered the local Rotary Club's talent hunt. He insisted on competing in the adult division, the A division, which he won. Danny went on to learn the mind-boggling skills of a professional magician. Now, this double whammy talent in the field of show business might have caused others to toss aside any interest in the family business and dedicate their entire career in the field of show business. But Sammy said, when Danny went to North Carolina State and graduated in mechanical engineering, all of a sudden he could see the real potential of operating a business such as Dad had started and which we'd kept alive. Sam said, plus, he's a real businessman. He could see what we needed to do in the future to serve our customers in this area. And he had the courage to make the big investments needed and to go into services no one else offered. As long as a business has a man like Danny, you don't need to worry about a Lowe's or a Walmart. They'll send customers to you. Jake Williams was valedictorian of his class and made a 4-0 at Carolina. And though Sammy didn't do too bad, he was salutatorian. If Jake were around today, he too, with Sammy, would look with pride on this ventriloquist who won first prize in the adult division of a talent contest when he was only 11, and who is a member of the Professional Magician Society, who also serves on the board of First Union Bank, who has served as president of the Merchants Association, who's been active in the 7th Avenue Group. He's a pilot, a scuba diver, a mountain climber, a motorcycle rider, and above all else, carries the banner of the Williamoski family in business today, 70 years after it was founded by his grandpa, Lewis Williamoski. A boy now grown up, known through his childhood by this seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here with a good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.